This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Even gonna like forward promote this anymore. I want it to be like a WWE entrance where like so and so's up there talking, and then suddenly that music just hits, and Derbs,
here I am,
enters from down the hall.
That would be nice. I like that idea.
How you doing, Derbs?
I'm wonderful. Yourself?
How's the knee holding up?
We're getting there. It's been a week.
You're not ready for a marathon or anything.
Well, I'm not ready for that. Healthy.
Dustin Urbis, Derbs, dude down the hall, host of the Front Range Spare Change podcast, where they're focusing on primarily the college football scene and primarily some of the teams that we follow here around the area. But I think we're all ready to turn the page and get ready for the Avalanche, for the Nuggets, and whatever else.
We're like a couple weeks away from the best time of the year, in my opinion, sports-wise.
It's pretty fun right now. Like, yeah. I'll admit, baseball playoffs, the wild card round is more fun than the second round. Yep. Because once the second round starts, now you have hockey starting up.
Yep.
So now, and then you have football most nights of the week now. So it gets difficult. Plus, the wild card is just so fast. It's in the middle of the day. You can put it on in the background. And it's the best of three. So
that's very true. Yeah, I do like the way they redesigned that whole baseball thing. Oh, that is nice. The best of three, best of five, then the sevens.
Yeah, I think it's fun. It makes the first few rounds a little more like every strikeout, every hit, everything matters just a little bit more.
Yeah, because the season's so long in general that like I don't need to see a seven-game series out of every playoff series, especially when they started adding teams and things.
Yeah.
The way they did it was actually great.
All right, so Avalanche get rolling tonight. Going to be nice and early for us. That'll be fun. We'll have that game, of course, here on KFKA tonight, so we're looking forward to it. But just wanted to spend some time talking to you about this roster. And I think this is a very positive thing. I was reading Keeler's article in the Denver Post about the average roster age on this team, and it's like 29.1. Mm-hmm. Things have changed quite a bit because there was a time when it's like, oh, these guys are all pretty young, and there's sky's the limit. But I think now you're at this point where the Avs are a perennial playoff team. They're going to make the playoffs. There's no doubt about that. But how do you get over the hump? How do you deal with tough situations? And this team... Talk about the Valeri Nichushkin stuff, injuries, goalie issues over the span of the last 3 or 4 years. How do you get over some of those mental hurdles? And I think having a wiser team, the captain starting the season off with you with Gabriel Landeskog, I think those are all things that bode well for a team that knows they're getting in. But how do they handle some of the extra stuff that comes with the NHL playoffs?
Yeah, Landy is a real deal there. So he will be the stabilizer, pretty much so, of the top three lines for the most part. He's going to be the one that organizes everything. And that has been Nathan MacKinnon in the locker room, but Nate is an intense person. So when you get a bunch of young guys rallied, kind of, especially the start of last year, they had, you know, Parker Kelly and a couple guys that are, you know, early 20s. They probably don't need to, they don't know how to handle him.
Yeah.
When he's, you know, barking orders and like, why are you here? Why did you make that read? Mishandling pucks. They probably didn't understand that. So Landy being there day in, day out now really probably smooths that process out. And I do. I'm with you. I like the age of the team. A veteran group. They're ready to win. They know how to be ready every single night. I have very high hopes for this team. I think they're going
to
be great.
Yeah, and the Nathan MacKinnon thing's always fun and fun to talk about because there was so much about who's going to get the C because Gabriel Landeskog was out for like, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But MacKinnon's not one of those guys. He looks the part when you see him and celebrate with his team. He's obviously plays the part. But not everybody is a born leader and can kind of coach on the ice. And that certainly doesn't seem to be Nathan MacKinnon's strong suit.
No, it probably would have been probably Cale Makar before Nate. Then you give Nate probably the A if Landy would have retired. I'm so excited to see this whole group together. I think what they have as a whole, Victor Olofsson on the third line with Drury and things, I think stabilizes that line. They're still a little unsteady in the fourth line, but I mean, they're out there for 7-8 minutes a night. So yeah. You just kind of hope that they don't fumble something away in that time. But the top two lines are still very, very good.
This, to make a Nuggets cross-reference, this reminds me with a bunch of guys. I remember when Aaron Gordon was first traded to the Nuggets, and he's traded in at the trade deadline, and they move on from Gary Harris, and it was good. Mm-hmm. But it was like, oh, it'll be really interesting to see how he does with the full season with this team. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fair to say every year Gordon has been with this team from start to finish, he's gotten better. You look at the Scott Wedgwoods, you look at the Marty Natchez, like those guys, I'm really curious to see how that looks with them having the full offseason, the training camp, and then the preseason, and now starting off the season. Because the moves that they made last year were all moves that worked out pretty good, because this team felt like it was dead in the water at one point last season.
Yeah, this thing basically steadies out the ship the entire year. The goaltending will be better with Blackwood and Wedgwood. Blackwood took the ice yesterday for the first time in a little bit. He wasn't with the team dealing with some things. But you should see probably Wedgwood tonight. I don't know if they've announced that yet, but it's probably Wedgwood. Veteran goalie, he'll be ready to go. I think the defense in front of him actually got better. Brent Burns will be a solid
Brent Burns, man.
10-minute a night guy for, I mean, he's 40, he's our age, Brady, which is wild.
He looks like he's lives in the wilderness.
He does.
And he just happens to show up for hockey games once in a while. That guy, I mean, this goes without saying, that's going to be an obvious fan favorite right off the bat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll be physical. He still has a crazy hard slap shot, so you'll see a lot of opportunities from the blue line. They have a very good mix of extremely skilled and extremely, physical kind of guys. I think the defense got better. I think the offense will fly those top two lines. And then that, like the second and third line, I think will have a few more opportunities just because they don't need to rely on that top line as much.
What are your concerns about this team? I mean, do you just look at this and say, man, on paper, this looks like the perfect roster. They've got the skill, they've got the talent, and they've got the wisdom too, as we outlined.
Health.
Stay healthy.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of concerns. I would like a little bit more of a third, I guess, goals other than the top two lines. If Olofsson can come in and do what he did for Vegas last year, super help. I don't know if we can get a little more help from the D side of things other than Makar and Taves. Maybe the Brent Burns is that guy. Maybe Sam Girard kind of does a little bit more. But I don't have any overwhelming concerns. It's a very solid hockey club.
You mentioned the injuries. Logan O'Connor going to be out, obviously, tonight.
Yep.
How long do you think he's going to be out to start the season?
You never know with hockey players.
Yeah.
They're a different breed. But I would imagine probably 2 to 4 weeks, at least, until they kind of figure a timeline, I guess, to understand what's going on there.
Yeah, like you mentioned, though, with Jack Drury, that obviously helps alleviate some of that.
Yeah, 100%. They now have guys, they've done a pretty good job of bringing guys up and having them play big-time moments. You know, the start of last year, some of the Parker Kellys, the Kivirantas, some of those guys got meaningful minutes. And so now they kind of know the flow and what's expected of them. I imagine when their name's called, it won't be sticker shock for him anymore.
First game tonight for this team, and again, the expectations are high. How do you feel about the Kings in this game starting off? And again, it's 82 games. It's a marathon. We get that, but both the Avs and the Nuggets last year, when it came down the stretch, yeah, they could have argued that a better spot in the playoffs would have been nice. That's why every game does have. I would be cool with both leagues probably going down to like 65 or something,
agreed.
But it's not going to happen. It is strange, though, how in these leagues, it still comes down to a lot of times that final week for seeding.
It does, yeah. The Kings, they'll be fighting for like a top five spot again. Yeah. They're very good. No overreactions tomorrow if they lose tonight.
Right. That's the thing.
It is what it is. They have very good players. Anze Kopitar is very good. Drew Doughty's very good. Goaltending there is very solid. So that's a good team. So they'll try to muck it up a little bit. So the Avs need to do a good job on those first two lines of trying to speed things up and then not trying to make too many mistakes on the bottom two lines tonight.
A little gambling question for you. For those that participate for entertainment purposes only, of course.
Of course.
The over-under is 5.5 tonight in this game. Do you see early on in the season this is where you take advantage of some of those because maybe goalies aren't as sharp to start the season out?
Yeah, typically it should favor the offense here because they don't do a lot of live practice and a lot of live reps for the goalie. It's very slow paced, I guess, for most teams' practices. So yeah, there's typically more goals early on than there are mid-season towards the late. Tonight's wise, like you could probably do a little same gamer. You can, you know, take two teams over 1.5 goals and pick your favorite side. You know, if you want to root for the Avs, play the Avs money line and both teams to score two goals. You can flat take the over 5.5. I don't hate. I think it's pretty juiced right now. So if you're trying to get rid of the -135s or so, you know, pair with a favorite player to get a point or, you know, do something fun. Shots on goal, like Nathan MacKinnon fires the puck all the time. You can take him for 3 or 4 shots on goal and pair it with the Avs team total and watch them have some fun.
Now, I'm excited for this one tonight. Of course, we'll have coverage for you starting at 8 o'clock here on KFKA as an affiliate of the Avalanche. We still got like 2.5 weeks still until the Nuggets start up, but both teams coming into the season with a lot of promise. Both teams are aging. Both teams are not in that world that they were 4 years ago where it's like, oh, wow, we got... You do get a sense of not necessarily like this is championship or bust for both, but they're both in these windows that aren't going to last an obvious 5 years. Like that's, I think it's fair to say in the next 2 or 3 years, you'd like to get away with both of these teams walking away with at least one more title each.
Yeah, as fans of both of these teams here, this is what you want as a fan. The owners have bought in. The talent level has increased on both sides, the Avs and the Nuggets, I think. Depth has increased on both of the teams. I don't think you can theoretically ask for anything else out of those two off seasons that we got. And I'm with you. I expect long playoff runs for the next probably, 2 to 3 years, I think, is a good window. Outside of that, you're going to wonder what the MacKinnons and Jokers and continuity things kind of, you know, as a roster construction piece together. It's going to get a little hairier, but these next two to three years are going to be fun for us.
Yeah, I mean, how disappointed would it be if we walk away from this in 5 years and Joker's, I don't know if it's five, but Joker's done, MacKinnon's getting closer, the window shuts, and you only have the one title for the Avs and the one title for the Nuggets.
Yeah, I'd be sad because I think both of those players are so special that they deserve more. And it's not from lack of their quality of play for the most part. But yeah, I'd be super sad if they don't get one in the next 5 years. I'd be pretty disappointed.
Yeah,
in that.
Me too. I think when you have just especially a guy like Joker and a guy like MacKinnon, two of the greats, perhaps two of the greatest of all time, really, when you're having those discussions, the Rushmores and all that, to walk away with one each would be considered a pretty significant disappointment.
Yeah, it's crazy to think that this sports in Colorado would have MVP candidates everywhere.
Yeah.
Bo Nix is probably climbing up there. But those two and Nate and Joker are the elite of the elite. And I think we should embrace that greatness a little bit more than what we do instead of wondering, you know, too much of futures and things like that. Like, take it in day by day, because these players don't come around a lot.
Well, and partial to, you know, to that is the altitude, not getting their stuff together with Comcast and yeah. Dish Network over the years to try to give us a long opportunity to watch. We a lot of fans spent a lot of time not watching two of the greatest players to ever play in the state of Colorado.
Yeah, that makes me sad. That's just terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I had a better resolve to those things, because sports here, you know, for me, it makes me happy. And watching those two night in and night out, it really does. It's special, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, 100%. Yes, Michael.
You should be able to get altitude and altitude two on Fubo.
Yeah, they've got everything resolved now. It's just we're talking both championship runs.
Yeah,
they were knee deep in this turmoil.
Yep.
In the tug of war between the two or three entities.
That's just a wild situation, honestly, when you really think about that. Like, I really truly wonder what they were arguing about. Rights here and there? Is it airtime? Is it?
Well, I mean, it was what I remember from a lot of it was, and again, it just depends on who you listen to, but so much of it was, okay, the Cronkies are asking for more, essentially, and the Comcast of the world, the Dishes are like, your market doesn't dictate that. You know, you don't have, the viewers aren't there, which is crazy to me because you're dealing specifically in the state of Colorado. And it's like, but then the Nuggets and the Avs go on to win championships. I would imagine the ratings would have been through the roof. So you never judged it based on when they were both at their best.
Right. The market things, that's always crazy to me. Like how you can, because obviously the L.A. market, the Chicago market, the New York market, so what, they just get everything that they can feasibly ask for because they think that there's more people per capita?
Yeah.
That's strange to me, I guess.
It was, with me, I did end up kind of, and I love altitude, and I'm a big fan of the radio network, television network, all of it. But it was kind of like, man, if there's going to be a side to bend, clearly it's going to have to be you.
Yeah.
Can you, and I know it's easier said than done, but we're in advertising. Can you not find those potential advertisers to help offset the costs if you can't afford to do all this and pay your talent?
There had to have been a better way to do that for sure. And at least not to make it as long of a process.
Yeah.
That should have been done, resolved pretty quick. By the way, did you see Connor McGahee's post today?
No, I didn't.
Read that one out there. It's fantastic. He talked about when he was 10 years old and went to McNichols for the first time and watched this Avalanche team. And then he gets to obviously call the games for the Colorado Avalanche
One of the best.
Yeah, how blessed he is. And it's cool. He is one of the best. His
so unique. And I think hockey lends itself to a lot of unique play-by-play guys, but he is one, man. I love the stuff he comes up with.
Yep, he's one. If the Nuggets and the Avalanche are on at the same time, I will listen to the Avalanche and watch the Nuggets because his nicknames and the goal scoring and the passion, it's very, very cool.
Yeah, I love the, and this is a tie game. Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yes, Michael.
It's awesome.
I love the radio. Radio broadcasts are almost always better than TV broadcasts. The Avs radio broadcast is excellent.
Yeah, very good.
And it's high flying, so it's hard to like keep up. And I think he does an awesome
I don't know how those guys do, especially on radio.
And the name pronunciations.
Staying away from that. they say, well, aren't you in radio? Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
No.
I have botched more names than I
remember.
You can
spell it out and all those things, and I'm not there either.
No, I could say a name a million different times, too, and still get it wrong.
Yeah, you get my name wrong all the time.
What? It's not Michael?
Like Michael.
Oh, it's Micah. Oh. Where did I get Michael from?
I think you made that up 10 years ago.
You just look like a Michael.
Game.
I've been here 2 years and I thought his name was Michael.
I was pretty convinced until that moment right there that your name was Michael.
I learned something today.
Yeah.
That's what I learned today.
That's what we learned today. Yeah. Michael's real name is wait, it's Michael? But I got it right.
I really like Michael.
Okay.
Micah.
And Jerry Jones seem to have... Weird thing. 23 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break. It's the whole show. Derbs, appreciate you, my friend.
Thank
I'm excited
you.
For this game tonight. I don't know how long I stay up for,
man.
It, though.
8:50 puck drop out there.
That's not fun. But,
no.
You know, at least...
I love these early games.
That's because you're, like, in your cloak and you're walking around with a lantern. That's what you do. So you like the darkness.
Yes, I'm hunting for grubs in
no,
the darkness.
Someone rings the doorbell here past like dark, and then Micah enters in his cloak with his lantern.
hoping it's pizza out there.
Is there pizza?
And you just let him in.
If anyone wants to buy me pizza.
Anybody rings the doorbell, Michael just lets him in. He doesn't even ask who they are. He's just,
well, come on up.
There's pizza.
Sometimes it's not pizza. It could be a creepy serial murderer that you just let in the building. But good luck to all of us. Derbs can barely move.
Yeah, how am I going to get away?
We'll be right back.
Join Kyle Johnson and Bruce Dick for the high school football game of the week. Fridays on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado. And you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
It is October 7th, but you guys need to be thinking, you got to plan ahead. And this people that, oh, why do they have Christmas stuff up? It's because you plan ahead. People are busy, so you got to get ahead of the game. You're thinking about the decorations. NoCo Christmas Light Pros, we have a giveaway going on right now through our website, 1310kfka.com. You can win a free Christmas light decoration now through the end of October. Is your chance to win a free house decorating from NoCo Christmas Light Pros. You can nominate yourself, which is totally fine. Or you can nominate someone who else you think might deserve this. The winner will be announced on November 3rd. If you go to 1310kfk.com, look at the top of the page, you'll find the NoCo Christmas Light Pros giveaway. Click that. It's easy. Just need a first name, last name, and an email address. Tell us why you should win. Doesn't have to be a novel. Doesn't have to be anything like that. Just if it's you, let us know why you think you deserve to have the folks, great folks at NoCo Christmas Light Pros come out and set it up for you. Maybe it's been one of those years, man. It's been one of those years and you know, funds are tight or your energy level's down, you're dealing with a lot. Maybe you know somebody that could certainly use that. This is a chance. Go do something cool. Go to 1310kfk.com and find the NoCo Christmas Light Pros giveaway at the top of the page. 1310kfka.com. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Okay, so we got this development from Brian Howell of Buff Zone. This was also featured in the Denver Post this morning. CU Buffs coach Deion Sanders to undergo procedure today to remove blood clots. He does not anticipate missing time on the job. He will. I don't know what time that's supposed to happen. It's called aspiration thrombectomy. In the something around the tibial arteries. I'm not a doctor, Michael. The procedure uses a catheter to remove blood clots. Sanders said Tuesday at his weekly press conference that he plans to be at practice on Wednesday and on the sidelines Saturday when the Buffs host number 22 ranked Iowa State at Folsom Field. He said this, quote, "I'm having a procedure today. Prayerfully, I'll be right back tomorrow. Because I don't miss practice. I don't plan on doing such. It is what it is, and we found what we found, and we knew what it was. I have a wonderful team of doctors at UC Health and a wonderful team of trainers here." Said, "It's not like I'm doing something to cause the blood clots. I've got a lot of well-wishers and people talking about, you need to slow down. It has nothing to do with me working at the level I'm trying to compete at. It's hereditary. It is what it is. It's nothing I could have done to stop what's transpiring, nothing I could have taken or something that I'm just not abiding by. It is what it is." Whew. Man, well, you hope he's certainly okay. I mean, he said, "I'm hurting like crazy" earlier in the week, that there's just a lot of pain there. The dude has dealt with it. I remember watching one of the videos when he first got to see you with his leg and the toes that were removed, and he had like a person in there would basically just spend a significant amount of time just like a hard, deep massage into that leg, around that calf and everything, and it just looked painful as hell. And I would imagine as soon as that massage stops, the pain just comes right back because what you're doing, relieving all that pressure. And this is obviously something different, but the guy has been through it pretty much ever since he got into coaching. He's dealt with these health issues. That just doesn't – I would imagine – again, there's bigger things at play here, but three pretty significant health issues in the past, what, 4 years? And you're going to ask this guy to – great paying job, amazing, money that none of us – a lot of us will never know. But there's a lot of stress that comes with that kind of job. And you are in the limelight all the time, mostly – partly because he puts himself in the limelight in different ways, but it is a very stressful job. It's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of driving around, recruiting, and doing all that stuff. I know Coach Prime doesn't do a lot of the house visits, but it's taxing for sure. Texas has hated for Prime, but the Buffs going to need to have a plan for a replacement, it sounds like, as well. Also, Texas says, I think I should win the Christmas lights because I'm a long-suffering football fan.
Go to 1310kfk.com and enter.
That would be a good entry. You should do that. Go to 1310kfk.com and enter that. I would love to see that. You might actually win. Who knows? It doesn't have to be like a – could be from a funny ordeal. I don't know. They'll decide how they want to go that route. But, Mike, I mean, we got to say it because it's on everybody's mind. You know, my job is to say the things that we're talking about. You know, you're sitting around the bar talking about the Buffs, and man, Coach Prime's health comes up. Yeah, and that's inevitable. It's going to come up. Do you think he's going to be the head coach for the Colorado Buffaloes much longer? I mean, could you? It's been a bad season. I don't necessarily see signs of it being any better of a season. You're dealing with health issues. Your son is now number two at Cleveland. That's relevant because you might want to go watch his games and focus on that. He was asked a question about Shedeur Sanders moving up the depth chart, and he said, which I respect him for, he said, I don't care about the Cleveland Browns. I don't want to talk about the Cleveland Browns. I am a big fan of that Shedeur Sanders, though. And he kind of moved on from it. I kind of like that.
That's a pretty awesome answer.
Yeah.
I don't see him getting fired anytime
soon.
Well,
he's not getting fired. They will not fire him.
A replacement outside of him saying, hey, I got to take some time off. Like, he's too valuable, win or loss, to that university. The money he brings in. Yeah, also, he's bringing in a lot of high-powered athletes.
Yeah, he's bringing in big stuff, for sure.
If he can handle, like, the decision-making on his end, and I don't know, I'm hoping these health concerns end with this procedure today. But you never know. I mean, he said it's hereditary.
Yeah, I don't know if this – he just said it. There's nothing I can do to keep it from happening. But here's where I say, if there's nothing you can do you want to be in pain all the time when you're at a high-powered, high-profile job when maybe you could do whatever it is you want to do, whether you still wanted to work and do media stuff, but you could do, like, you're not traveling as much. You're not dealing with getting up, going to practice, going to press conferences, being out there all the time with the stress. Because these coaches, like, they don't just go to work with practice. They are there for whatever it is they're doing all day. They're not just there for practice. They're studying film. They're going over film. They're developing game plans. They're recruiting. Whether they're on the road or not, they are in an office or something like that. A lot. I mean, I have conversation with coaches all the time, and their list, and they don't complain, but it's their list of things that they've got to do is crazy. And promoting your school, going to those events on a regular basis. We're not talking like once in a while. They've got a really fine night out and Coach Prime's going to be there. They're doing events constantly. They're doing weekly coaches shows. They're doing their press conferences. They're recruiting. There's a lot to it. I'm not saying it's like the hardest job in the world. It's a very competitive job, though. And if you're not good at it, you're done quickly. But no, I never see a situation where, like, Coach Prime at this point is done when he says he's done. There's zero pressure on Coach Prime. They could not win another game, and there would be zero pressure on Coach Prime next year. I think they could not win a game next year, and then maybe the year after that, there starts to be like, oh, did we make a mistake here? You know, he's got 2 years. He's got 2 years of insurance, I'd say.
to your point as to, you know, maybe you should spend more time, maybe you should, you know, not do as much. Maybe this is what drives him. Maybe being a coach, being a leader, being involved in football is what drives him.
I think he truly loves it. And this is why when we say there are goofy things that he says and does that drive me nuts a little bit, there are a lot of positive things that he's said and done.
And like helping out some of those students financially.
I do think he truly likes that aspect of this game. And there are coaches that say that I don't believe. I say that very confidently, that it's maybe at some point it was, but it's not, oh, it's about the kids or the student athletes. I think for some it can be, and I do truly think that's the case for Coach Prime. 39 minutes after the hour, so I wish him well. I really do. I don't know that it's going to be well this weekend against a number 22 team in the country. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I was just out at Big City Roadhouse yesterday. I had my eye on the Roadhouse burger. Man, I should have got the double because, I mean, that was ridiculous. Mushrooms on there, delicious. And then I had the tater tots, too. Had to go with that. Really freaking good. Have yet to have a bad meal there at Big City Burrito. And here's another announcement for you. Starting now, 10 a.m. to noon, they now are serving breakfast burritos. So I know you're a pizza guy.
And they have pizza.
Breakfast burritos. Yeah, they have pizza there too. A good breakfast burrito is the best thing, is the best food. I stand by it. It's the
best
food.
I disagree. I believe that's number three.
I'm not going to take any kind of eating advice from you. I've seen you every day come in here and eat tortillas with peanut butter on it.
I haven't had that in days.
That is what you eat almost daily, or pizza. That's what I see you eat. And then occasionally
more pizza than peanut butter
you
and
throw vegetable. You eat pizza every almost five times a week.
Two. You're
really?
Talking about leftovers.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you order a large and then you eat, you nibble on your pizza like a little rodent throughout the week.
Well, I don't want to have the whole thing in one day.
You don't even heat it up. I saw you just pull pizza right out of the fridge and just start going to town. I like cold pizza once in a while, but after it's been in there for a while, like a day, like right after you get your pizza, you put it in the fridge for a little bit, maybe you're still hungry, you go back, that's cool. But you just go to town. You don't even heat it up for like 30 seconds, nothing.
Yeah, I like cold pizza.
To each their own.
I don't like it microwave.
But they have now breakfast burritos going on at Big City Burrito. You guys got to try Big City Burrito, Big City Roadhouse. They're the owners of Big City Burrito as well.
Roadhouse.
In Fort Collins. So if you're listening and you're in Fort Collins and you're thinking about, I can't make it to Greeley today, that place is legit too. Their burritos are ridiculous. But you can get a sample of that. You can get one of their burritos and, of course, breakfast burritos at Big City Roadhouse. Tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show. Everything I've had so far, I mean, the pizza, the tavern-style pizza is delicious. The burger's amazing. The wings are excellent. We had like that lasagna dish. Oh, that was good. Everything has been good. It's my mouth is watering. Ready to go over there again.
I heard the wings are to fly for.
Okay. Broncos Jets coming up this weekend. I think that now suddenly we change the tone. You know, it's, oh, the Eagles are the better team, and they were the Super Bowl defending. They're the Super Bowl defending champs. All this stuff. Can you prove that you can beat a tough team? Maybe there's not as much pressure. Now we flip the script. You beat the Eagles. You've got yourself in a great position suddenly to start the season at 3-2. Could be better, yeah. But you cannot stumble in London against the New York Jets. Jets are, they're not a great football team. And you have to find a way to, I want to see, again, it's in London, it's early, so all the things are going to be making this game up in the air. But I would just like to see a Broncos offense get off to a hot start. I know what you're going to get with this defense, but if you can get up 14-0 in a game against the Jets, I mean, you can end that thing, basically. That's what's going to be big as we continue to follow along with the progression of Bo Nix, is can you do it for an entire game? You answered a question. You did it in clutch time against the Eagles last week. Can you do it again early against the Jets? Let's not mess around with a game-winning field goal situation against it. I mean, I'll take it, but let's not mess around with this. Let's go after it. Get that win. Get the Giants at home. Get the Cowboys at home. Suddenly, you're one of the best teams in the NFL record-wise. 48 minutes after the hour. Michael, what did we learn today? Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What do we learn on this Tuesday? Is it Tuesday, Michael? What did we learn? What did you learn today? Did you learn anything?
I did. I learned that everybody's positive about the Avalanche, even though their roster's kind of getting up there.
I like it, though. I think that's good for this team. I think this is the time that this is good. I think the same thing is for the Nuggets now. This group, most of that group has been around each other for a while. They brought in a bunch of vets. I think that's good, and I think the Avs did the same thing. It's amazing how those two franchises mirror each other. It's like they're owned by the same person, or the same family, at least.
Yeah, but their social media kind of bothers me.
Yeah, that does. It does bother me.
I also learned you have no respect for my eating habits.
I eat a lot of junk, too.
Traditional
I like
junk.
To give you crap. But no, I eat junk food.
But your junk food's like mainstream junk food, whereas mine is just like...
Well, I'll admit...
What's left in the fridge?
You used to, I think you still do this, you get a tortilla, you slather it up in peanut butter, you put cheese on it, like Colby cheese, like bricks of cheese, and you melt it. That's freaking good. That's really good.
I enjoy it.
Never knew about that until you came into my life. So for that, I thank you, because that is a hell of a snack. Terrible for you, probably, but man.
Oh, it's got plenty of vitamin D. Delicious.
It's delicious. Sometimes that's all that matters. Also learned that Coach Prime, getting some work done today. So we'll kind of see how that goes. Brohard was on with us. We're not asking about play calling. I'm tired of it. I'm done. But sounds like the guys, the roster's just absolutely stunned in disbelief that things have gotten this south so quickly. And that's what we learned. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. We'll talk to our Cowboys guy, see what's going on with Wyoming, too. It ain't good right now, guys. Let's go Avs tonight. I think this will be a high-scoring affair, but let's be pushing for the Colorado Avalanche to start the season off with a big dub over the Kings.
I hope the Avs win 1-0.
No, it's going to be high scoring. It's going to be like 10-1, probably. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.